Prataklila continued. The description of the kunjas. Krishna has arrived in Radhakund and he's seeing Radha in the waters of Radhakund and the flowers and bees and waves. And now the description of Shamkund's northwest bank is the location of Subal Sakha's kunj called Subal Ananda Da Kunj, overseen by Radha, who personally comes here every day to bathe at Manasa Pavan Ghat along with her sakis. Because the water of Shamkund is mixed with the honey nectar from Krishna's feet, Radhika bathes here with great eagerness and loves Shamkund as much as she loves Sham. Marumangal Kunj is known as Marumangala Sunda Kunj, is located in the northern corner. This colorful bower is very dear to Sri Radhika and is supervised by Lalita Sakhi. Ishaka Sakhi oversees Ujjvala's kunj called Ujjvalanandada in the northwest corner. Thus the kunjas of Krishna's best friends, which have been given to Krishna's foremost Sakhis, are arrayed in all directions around Shamkund. On the east side of Shamkund and the west side of Shamkund are two general bathing ghats where animals and humans can drink and bathe. Only liberated souls favorably disposed to these moods can see the true transcendental form of Radhakund. Others only see externally and think that Radhakund is simply a material place. Seeing that Shyam has arrived, Vrindadevi excitedly approaches him and offers him two flower buds to decorate his ears. Then Vrindadevi takes Radharaman on a tour through all the beautiful kunjas and groves, which she has expertly arranged on the banks of Radhakund. The sight of these enchanting groves exhilarates Krishna's mind with memories of Radha. Upon arriving at Vishaka's beautiful kunj named Madana Sukada in the northwest, which has been skillfully designed by Vishaka and her disciples Manjumukhi and Brinda, Krishna enthusiastically remembers the all-blissful pastimes he enjoyed there with Radha. Overwhelmed with intense longing for Radha's love, Krishna exclaims, "O Vrinde, if I attain the fortune of freely enjoying sweet pastimes here with Radhika, then these beautiful banks and wonderfully decorated kunjas, sweetened by the touch of spring, will be fulfilled in their purpose. But Radha may become jealous and not come when she hears from Tulsi Mundri that I met with Shaibya this morning. Please find someone to inform Radha that I deliberately deceived Chandravali's party and sent them far, far away. Now I am anxiously waiting for Radha at Radhakund." Turning to Dhanishta, Krishna says, "Go to Lalita and ask her to quickly bring Radha. Make Radha eager to come here by informing her of the condition of spring, or Madhav. Tell Radha, Krishna is being tortured by Cupid's arrows and greatly suffering without his most dearly beloved. O Brinde, send one expert Sakhi on the path to the cow pastures to look out for the Sakhas and cleverly deceive them if they should come this way. Another shrewd Sakhi should watch the path to Gauri Tirth to mislead Shaibya and the other members of Chandravali's group." Noticing that Marumanga was greedily staring at a cluster of ripe bananas nearby, Hari jokingly addresses Brinda, "Are, Brinda, one banana cluster will not fill Batu's belly, so you better give him two." Marumanga replies, "Oh, my friend, why should I depend on Brinda? Just give me the word and I will eat to my full satisfaction." Brinda immediately sends two Sakhis to guard the pathways to Gauri Tirtha and the Cowherd Meadows. With great eagerness, Krishna fixes his glance on the path to Yavat, by which Radha will come to Radhakund. Though Krishna's gravity rivals the fathomless depths of hundreds of oceans, Shyam loses all patience and feels that a second is lasting for as long as a yuga without seeing the sweet smiling face of Srimati. This should not appear astonishing, however, for this is the natural consequence of a lover's intense attachment for his beloved. As a result of Sri Rupa Goswami's mature seva, aroused by drinking the sweet honey from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet, the request of Sri Raghunath Das, the association of Sri Jiva Goswami, and the blessings of Sri Raghunath Bhatta, the 7th chapter of Govinda Lilamrita is now complete. And thus ends the Pratak Leela of Radha Govinda Yugal from 8:36 in the morning until 10:48. Next will begin the pastimes of Madhyan Leela at Radhakund.